Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas, whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer. Get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in.
Is it Randy? Is that's your first name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is it short for something?
No, that's my first name.
Okay. So you live in the Caribbean, but where exactly are you?
I live in Dominican Republic, the main city, Santo Domingo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's typical city, like a lot of traffic every day, a lot of people walking everywhere, a lot of like noises, a lot of things happening at the same time.
Yeah.
I was born here, grew up here, raised pretty much in the same neighborhood. So, and I work driving around the city, delivering. So I pretty much know, I'll say 85% of the entire city.
How big is that, like, compared?
Well, it's pretty big, but not as big as, I'll say, New York. I have been to New York. I have visited Brooklyn, Queens, a few places in New York. I have also gone to Chicago, and Mexico as well. So it's not, I would say maybe quarter of New York, maybe.
Yeah. I've never been to New York, but I think that place is huge.
It is.
Like, it seems intimidating to me, like crazy.
It is. But you get used to it. You know, it's not like a small town or anything like that, but you get used to it.
Yeah. I imagine. Well, like, people who live like in Queens and Brooklyn and stuff, they probably have, like, it's probably easier to manage when you're just staying there, like, in that little area.
And at some point, you still have to, go out, because, let's say, you have to commute. Let's say you live in Queens, but you work in Brooklyn.
Mm.
So you have to go there. And if you work, if you're a taxi or if you are a delivery man or something like that, you got to go to many different places. So you always have to move around.
Yeah, true. So you do deliveries and stuff?
Yeah. So I work with my family. It's a family business. It's me, my dad, and my uncle. We deliver fuel. We deliver diesel. So we go everywhere in the city. Whenever they call us, we just go. Sometimes we also got to go outside the city. Sometimes 4 hours away.
Oh, wow.
So I'm always moving. Every day is basically different. It's here in the city, but let's say you don't get the same the same destinations every day, because it's different people that call you, so it gets to go to different places.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool. So you're not stuck in an office all day long, staring at a computer, or that would be nice just to be able to get out and move around.
And I have been there. I have worked in offices before. We were talking previously. I was working at a during the pandemic. I was working at a foreign call center, but I was working from home.
Oh, cool!
So it was I was working for, I don't know if I should say the name of the company. Let's avoid it. But it was a cell phone company. It was a cell phone company. So I was doing customer service. It was through chat. It was not like on calls. It was through chat.
Oh, okay.
But it was basically the same thing every day. You know, you get up, you do your thing before you hop in the computer and you log in, get your tools ready and everything. Yeah. But it was basically the same thing from Monday to Friday. And basically, just I was just waiting for the whole week to end because I was off during Saturday and Sunday. Mm. So I just wanted like finish working, and then during the weekends I would like go to the mall, go buy something, get together with friends, search some good time. Because from Monday to Friday it was basically the same thing.
Yeah.
The schedule was from 2 p.m. to like 8 or 9 p.m., I'll say. But it was a lot to do because I was dealing 3 chats at the same time.
Oh, God.
And yeah, I was talking with 3 customers at the same time. I had to open 3 accounts at the same time. It was one for each. And sometimes the procedure for what they needed to be like done. It was a little bit difficult at times, plus other difficulties with the tools and maybe like connections and things like that, since it was remotely that we were doing everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that experience, it was good. Like, I enjoyed it at times. We used to do like I told you earlier, we're doing Zoom meetings and everything. I had one meeting that I did it every day with my coworker, and then I was helping like the newcomers and everything. And then it was like once every 2 weeks I was doing it with like supervisors and things like that, to tell them how everything was going. So I know like how it is to be working at office and also like being outside of the streets. But if you tell me, I'd rather be outside.
Yeah.
Because I like doing different things, you know. I don't like just remain seated, like doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be bored at some point.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. I work from home now, and I don't know, I've only been doing it since, well, it's gonna be a year in May, but mm-hmm. I love it, like, because I'm so introverted. So
right.
Yeah. So being home and working from home, it's like heaven.
Yeah, it has its good things, definitely. Yeah. It has its good things, yeah. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if you work with people directly, sometimes they don't, like, they want to get, like, their issue resolved, but at the same time, they don't make it easier for you to, like, solve it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And sometimes if they come to you, it's like, you have to deal and they blame you for something that it wasn't even your fault.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And, you know, and you're here, you're like, I'm here to help you. If you allow me to do it, I'm going to do my best to, like, help you so you can feel better and you can get your situation resolved and everything gets better.
Yeah.
You're okay, you're good, I'm good too. But sometimes they are, like, so angry at the situation, and maybe they have spoken to different people the same day, and I can understand that, but like, it's not your fault, you know. Like, I'm here to help and all that.
Yeah. Oh, that's frustrating.
It is what it is.
That's super frustrating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. I can't imagine doing that kind of work. Like, no, I don't have that kind of patience. And I try, like, when I'm the person, like when I'm the customer calling for help, I try to remember, like, the person is trying to help me. I'm not. Like, not to take out my frustration on them, but I have to admit, yeah, I have before, and I felt so guilty afterwards because you just get so frustrated. It's like, I don't know, here's this one more person who's gonna get it,
because you think it's gonna be the same cycle over and over, but maybe they're not gonna mm-hmm. get like with the situation, and then you're gonna have to repeat the cycle again with another person. That's something that you don't want to
do. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, good for you, though, that you were willing to help people out
and
do that job for so long. So do you have, like, a significant other or, like, family who knows about your account?
I don't have a significant other right now. I have had a bad streak, let's say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But my family, yeah, they definitely do know about it. My friends, they do know about it. And basically, everyone that's like close to me, they know about my love for the babies.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. What do they like? Do they totally embrace it, or are they just kind of like, oh, that's your thing? You just doing your thing.
They're kind of like in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, yeah, that's your thing. It's not like they avoid it or they don't like it or they don't see it or anything like that, but they don't love it as much as I do or as much as we do, let's say.
Yeah.
My family, they went to New York. Well, not New York. They went to Pennsylvania for Christmas. They spent a month there visiting my brother.
Oh, wow.
And I told them, like, okay, if you're going to bring me something from there, all I want is Baby Yoda stuff. Like, that's all I want. If you're going to get me clothes, get it for the babies, if you're going to get me something, I want Baby Yoda. And they did. They brought me a whole bunch of, like, things from Baby Yoda that I have to post it.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of things that I have not posted yet. But trust me that I plan on doing.
I noticed that you posted something. Was it today or yesterday? But you hadn't posted since like September.
It's like, because, okay, so here's the thing. So I have that Baby Yoda like page, right? And I also have my personal page. And it's like my personal page is full of Baby Yoda as well. So it's like I stay there all day.
Oh.
You know, that's where I talk to like my friends, where I send like memes and funny reels to some of my people. I see Baby Yoda. I see people that and things that I'm interested in. So it's like I'm there all day, you know. So I'm not going to go post like my babies and my personal Instagram.
Yeah.
I could. But it's just I spend the entire day with my personal.
I see.
So yeah, that's why I don't really post. But then I'm like, okay, so I have this podcast coming. I really like the community. I love it. Everything's so nice, so cute. It melts my heart. Every post, every picture that I see, every video, and that's also one thing. Like, if I knew how to create those videos, I would do them. I would make them, but I don't know how to. You know, like. Those different takes that people do, or like you see Baby Yoda brothers, like the big sweet videos that he posted, like pretty much daily. If I knew how to do them, like and it seems easy, and I'm pretty sure it's not that hard to do. But if I knew how to do it, trust me that I'll make them with my babies.
Aww.
That's why it's mostly like a picture here or different pictures here and there because I don't know how to do the videos. If I knew, trust me, I would create a lot of them.
You'd abandon your personal account for just your Baby Yoda account.
Right. And like, even though I don't know how to make the videos yet, trust me that I wanna post more of it. Not just because of the things that I have not shared yet, but it's because of how much I love them, you know, how much I think, like, how cute they are, how lovely they are. I love them. I love them. I love every single one of them. Trust me, every single one.
I'm sure your babies are like, come on, put us out there more.
Yeah. I think it was Jesse Jucker. That he shared like the story of my baby's profile, and then he sent me on the DM like you should post more, you know, like, I'm looking forward to see more posts of the baby.
Oh, how sweet. Jesse's a cool person.
Yeah, like we all are.
Well, you know, it's when I started my account, like I had no idea even like what to do with Instagram. Like I was not ever on social media. So it was just like I learned as I went. And I think that's how a lot of people did it. Like, although there's some people who are amazing at their videos. It looks like you're watching like a movie or something. I don't know if I'll ever be at that level, but I mean, there's a lot that you can just learn as you go. And, you know, there's people in the community who are pretty good resources, like Gogglers. I don't know if you remember watching their stop motion videos like a long time ago.
Not sure.
I used to love those. And I actually messaged, and this was like the first, like probably back in 2020, like when I first got into the community. And so I messaged Gogglers and I was like, how do you do that? And so they were really nice. And they told me like the app that they used. And so then I started playing with it and learned how to do it. But yeah, it's just you just learn as you go if you have time. Mm-hmm. And, so it's something that you can actually do. Yeah. Yeah, I believe you could do it if you want to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I ask them for an advice, I'm pretty sure that people are willing to like help me and like just
yeah.
guide me through the right direction yeah. where I gotta go. Because if you go to my profile, my baby's profile, and you see like a picture that I post. It was for Halloween, I think. I didn't know how to create that.
Oh, really?
It was another baby that like sent me the template and told me how to make it.
Oh.
Because I didn't know how to, you know. So if I didn't know how to create that, like I'm not going to know how to make the video. And then the baby told me like how to make it. It's like,
aww.
You go to a story, it's like you're going to make a story, and then you save it, and then you get the picture. Because I tried on my own, I try to make it like how you're going to post it. You know, when you go and try to post a picture, and I'm like, I cannot do it. I don't know how to do it, or I don't know the app that they use, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess I still have like a lot to learn, and I'm willing to. So. As soon as I know how to make those, you know, sweet short videos like Rockler's and all the others that we get pretty much daily, I'll be more than happy to be able as well. Yeah, just trust me that I want to.
Yeah, well, once you start, like if you do learn to do it, you're gonna be like nonstop wanting to do it all the time because it's so fun. It mm-hmm. is. It really is. Mm-hmm. Like,
it is fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like the I'm going to say the reward that you get, that people love it. People yeah. like it, you know, and it's an unique and genuine feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you get from doing that. And I guess nowadays we all need that positivity in our lives. So it's really lovely. It's really lovely. That's something that I really love about the community.
Yeah. And that's the thing is it goes beyond just the babies and liking Baby Yoda. It's like that positivity that you get from not only seeing everybody else's posts and their videos and pictures, but like the interactions and stuff. It's
right.
really right. a positive.
It's the support also that we all get from each other. You know, it's like we all important. We are all welcome here.
Yeah.
You're all loved and yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah. So how did you find the community?
So it was around 2020. I'll say most of the people are gonna say 2020. So I was just using my personal account, normal, and I stumbled across like some screenshots of the show, of the Mandalorian show with the baby. And I thought to myself, like, oh, he looks so cute. And I started liking it. And, you know, the more you like something, the more you see it, the more it's going to, like be there for you, you know, your feet. So I started, like, just looking at the pictures and more, and then I think I saw it was Baby Yoda black and white profile. It was one of like the first. Yeah. There were a few, but I liked it. I like how they, you know, they dress it. They treat it like a baby. They post pictures like on the garden with flowers or like holding something in bed and things like that. It's like a real baby. And
yes.
I was like it looks so cute. It basically melts my heart every day, like every time I see it. And let's say the community just kept like getting bigger and bigger and bigger. More people were making more profiles and things like that. So I guess, yeah, that's basically how I got into it.
Yeah. And so then you started the babies. When did you start your Baby Yoda account?
I'll say almost 2 years ago, like a year and a half.
So you've been like a fan of the community for a while before you started your own account.
Right.
Yeah.
Because here in my city, I couldn't find nothing about Baby Yoda.
I couldn't find it.
And I remember I was working. And then there was this page that I follow on Instagram that they sell toys, different like comics and things like that. And I saw that they posted a Baby Yoda. So I was like, oh my God, here it is. And then I talked to them, like, is it available? And they were like, sure, yeah. So I was like, okay, as soon as I finish work, when I get home, change my clothes, I'm going to get there and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And said and done. So I went there and purchased it. And there were two. There were two. So I got one. So I came, like, when I saw it, like, I was like, oh, he's so cute, so little and everything. Because it was basically the first time in my life that I saw one, like, you know, like, face to face.
Yeah.
So I got it immediately. I came home. Everything was nice. He was here. That was, yes, this one was the first one that I got. I was September, I believe. Yeah. So I came here home. I was happy with it. And then I started thinking like, oh, but I left the other one at the store.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I guess tomorrow I'm going to go and I'm going to buy it. And then next day came by. Same thing happened. I finished working and then I went there and I got the other one. That was Sebastian. And I was like, okay, I got them both. So now they're brothers. Now they're here. And it was a nice month and a nice day because around that week was when I first got a PlayStation 5. So I was feeling great. I was like, okay, so I got my new console, I got the babies, I got everything. But then they were like just here with me. I didn't really like started the page until like say a month after I got them, I believe. So that's how I got them. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. I'm glad you went back and got Sebastian.
Yeah.
Like that poor baby. He was probably like, oh no, I'm the last one here.
Yeah. And I thought that after I got home, I got it here and I settled and everything goes like that. But the other one was like, I should go and get it, you know?
Yeah.
So this one doesn't feel long and then the other one stays at the store because it was just them two. That was it.
Oh my gosh. That was good. That was really nice that you did that. So how many do you have now total?
Like this one, like baby. This?
Two. Okay.
Two. So just them two. And then I have one, which is the one, like, it's smiling, where you hold the hand and it speaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those. And then I have the animatronic one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the tiny one?
It's the one that comes with like a few accessories.
Okay.
So I have that one. And then there's, yeah, I have a few. Yeah. I have many. And if I find more, trust me, I'll get them.
So it's just a matter of having access to them.
Yeah. Having access, having the opportunity, and trust me that I'm not going to hesitate to get it. I even plan on getting a tattoo.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've seen so many like community members get tattoos of the babies, and oh my gosh, they're so cute. They're like such a part of our lives. Like, why not get a tattoo of them?
Yeah. It's like, it is, if it's something you love, why not just do it if you want to do it? You know, like, we're not hurting nobody. We're not doing harm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's just do it. Let's just enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do the boys, to Sebastian and your son, have their own personalities?
I'll say, yeah, well, they're both pretty quiet. So Yerson is more, yeah, they're pretty quiet. Yerson is more like me, because Yerson is my second name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Yerson is more like me. You know, I'm pretty quiet most of the time, but then at times I like to, you know, like, just go out and be with my family. I hug my mom, try to, like, just be with her a little bit. So it depends, like, on the mood. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. But Sebastian, he's like this more quiet one. But, yeah. Doesn't make any noise. The baby, like, is just always there. But yeah. They're good boys. They're good boys. Yeah.
Good. You don't have any troublemakers. That's when it gets crazy.
No. Not yet.
Maybe the next one is going to stir something up.
Yeah, probably.
So have you met any like community members in person?
Like in person? No, not yet. Because here it's like in the city, people can say like, oh, no, I know the babies. I know Baby Yoda because they probably see it like on TikTok or video and things like that. But it's not really that common to see Baby Yoda stop on the streets. Like I told you, it was pretty, like, it was a surprise that I found him. Like, here, there's this member, Griseldi Vasquez. She lives here in the city.
Really?
But we have not met yet. She has, like, 6-7 babies.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't have a Baby Yoda profile. She posts them on her personal.
Oh, man. And so have you talked?
Yeah, we have spoken, you know, every now and then. How she's doing, how are the babies?
Yeah.
How's the family and all that kind of stuff. But we have not met yet.
Oh, man.
But she's here in my city. Yeah. I would love to, you know, like, let's get together. Let's go to the mall or something.
Yeah.
Let's go with the babies. Let's try to take some pictures.
Yeah.
But I guess she's busy with life, you know, with work, family, and responsibilities and things like that.
Yeah.
But she's here.
Gosh, I hope you guys can meet up. That would be really cool.
I hope so. I'm going to have to, like tell her about it.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if she follows other accounts and, like, sees how friends in the community meet up, she would probably be cool with it.
She might now. Well, I'm going to talk to her and be like, hey, I spoke about you on the podcast, so we have to do something.
Yeah, now she has to.
Yeah.
Do you ever get to, like, you said you've been to New York and Chicago and stuff. Do you, like, mm-hmm. travel very often? Like, would you ever go to, like, a meetup if there was a big meetup nearer?
I would love to. Yeah, I would love to. I have been there for, like, a few times. Last time I went there was, that was before the pandemic. I'll say that was 2010. That was the last time that I went there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely would like to.
Yeah.
If there's a chance to meet, like, other members and everything on the meetup and all that, I would love to. I would love to be part of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know there's a meetup planned, I think, in September in New Jersey. And so that's, like, in your...
Yeah, on my...
At least in your same time zone.
Right.
But yeah, gosh, it's, I tell you what, it's amazing to meet people in person, like, after all this time,
right?
Like, communicating mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Yeah. I can't imagine how nice it feels, you know, to be around people that shares the same love that you do, you know, for the babies, and that they find them cute, how they dress them, how they can be a little bit like childish about it, funny, you know. So yeah, that would be really, really cool. I have seen like pictures, can't remember right now, but they put them all together, like a big box and all that. You can see like all the box full of the babies and all that. And then you see like all the people sitting, sharing some coffee, sharing some food. Like, I know that that moment must have felt like really, really great for each and everyone. So yeah, I'd love to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, I think you will be. If you have that, you have that interest in it, I think it will happen at some point. Maybe maybe a Dominican meetup should be like a destination kind of thing where everybody comes to Dominican Republic.
Oh, that would be that would be a dream come true. Yeah, that would be a I would definitely be part of it.
Yeah, you would have to be then. We'd be like knocking on your door. So do you ever really go out with the babies, like to take pictures or anything like in public with them?
The only time that I did it was when I took like the pictures of like me going to the beach like on a car. Yeah, I don't do it often.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't really do it because like I mentioned earlier here, people know them and know them, but they may look at you like a weird way. So I don't really expose them like to the public. But now that I told you that I plan on, you know, posting more often, things like that, I plan on if I ever go like to visit my family, on the countryside, I might take them with me, take pictures and that kind of
thing. Oh yes.
That one time I took them to, well, I took him, so it was just one, to the beach. It was like a touristic area. So people, it was basically like not too crowded,
you know.
So he was just like laying on the towel and the sun and all that. I should have taken pictures of him like in that moment, but I didn't. I was just like underwater enjoying myself and all that, just looking at him so nobody, you know, takes them or do anything bad to it. But I didn't really take pictures. I should have.
Yeah, that would have been the perfect time, the baby on the beach. Yep.
Yeah, but don't worry, I'm pretty sure there are more opportunities.
I'm sure
that's for sure.
Well, because now Jesse Joker is on you about it.
Yeah. that's true.
He's gonna make sure. That's something I find interesting, and I don't know if it's like other people even care, but I always wonder what it's like where you are, like if you're out with the babies. Because here in San Diego, it's kind of like it's hit or miss. Like sometimes people could care less. Like if they see you with the babies doing, because I'll take them out sometimes and do things. Other times people are looking at you like you're crazy, like and say things like really rude things. And so I always wonder, what is it like in other places? Like, are people more accepting of it, or are they worse than they are here?
I don't think they will dare to like say mean things to you. You know, they may like look at you in a weird way because it's something, it's not really common. Like, you don't really see them. So if they see you whether on the street, they may just look at you like, oh, look at that. Because some people would like get close to you and probably say something nice about it. Because there was this one time that I took them with my family. It was a night. We were like just cruising and like basically by the side of the ocean. So we were like just there standing and everything, and nobody really got close to us to tell us anything mean or anything like that. So, but I'm gonna have to take them out.
Yeah. It's funny. It's just funny, and it's cute to see pictures and videos of the babies when they're out out in the world. Just like, because you just imagine them as real babies just out there doing whatever, yeah, on the beach, mm-hmm, or in the park or something.
Especially when I like when they have like their full body and you see them like wearing jeans and shoes and jackets, hats and all that. You see them with their hands holding something.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's really good. You know,
yeah,
like, that's really good. That's impressive. Yeah.
It's like, they're real. They're real babies. They can, I love to see that too. So like, I was really touched by the thing that you wrote for Megan when she passed, mm-hmm, away, like for that video. So did you, had you talked to her much, or had you known that account very well?
Honestly, I never really like talked to her, or didn't have like any like shared, you know, messages on the accounts or maybe. Never really had the opportunity to do it. But just knowing and seeing how important she was for the community, how we all felt that loss, whether you knew her or not, you, like, it's not easy for a family or anybody to deal with the loss of a loved one, you know? So I was like, I have to. You know, I had to, even though I never really like talked to her or anything, I must say something about it.
No, it was perfect because, like, yeah, I mean, there's so many of us in the community. We're not going to talk to everybody. We're not going to know everybody, like, personally, you know, but we're still a part of the same family in a way. So, yeah, I mean, you were affected by that, and it was really good and awesome, mm-hmm, that you wrote that.
Mm-hmm. And we all share one thing, which is a love for the babies, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, that's the least I could do, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's like, things that I don't know how to put it right now, but it's like, like, it is something that you would have liked to receive, you know? So yeah, like let's be nice to each other. Let's treat each other with kindness, with, you know, like, let's share that positivity among us, because we all need it. Like, this world needs it. Like,
yeah.
Like, desperately nowadays. Yes. So let's do it. It only takes a minute, or
yeah,
just some minutes for you to like type something nice, and that's something that can touch many, many lives. You know, but I just, a simple gesture, you can just change somebody's day and make them feel better.
Yeah,
just bring a smile out of someone.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the thing, like, I think a lot of people don't realize how much they can make a difference or even impact somebody's life. So yeah, it's just really important that we take that second or that extra time, I guess, to do that.
And it's like, because some people may see it like, oh, they're just toys, you know, just toys, just whatever, but just with a quick video, you don't know like the difference that you can make. Because we mentioned Douglas earlier about the videos and all, and you have no idea how many times I have watched a single video of Douglas, and I even saved them in my collection, and I even go to like his profile and just scroll down, find a specific video, because I laugh like so much about it, and I feel so happy about it. And it's like just a quick video that only lasts, what, 5 to 7 seconds? But it is so cool. It is so nice. It is so beautiful. And you can make a difference. You know, it's not just toys or oh, you're just wasting your time or what do you find in it? Like how do you do it? Like, what's the purpose behind it? It's just, it makes us happy. And that's a difference right there. Because we're all struggling nowadays with stuff that sometimes we don't even like dare to talk about. So yeah, so it got, yeah, gobblers keep the videos coming.
Absolutely. So yeah, sometimes just coming in and seeing the videos or pictures, you can just totally lose yourself and escape kind of any sort of crap that's going on in your life. So yeah, it's beyond helpful. It's almost like therapy in a way, I feel like.
That's right. That's right. It is a therapy. Yeah. Just, and we're just mentioning here one profile, one video. But if we go across and you can like start looking on your feed, you're going to see pictures, you're going to see videos, you're going to see stories, you're going to see a lot of things in it. You're going to feel a lot better. So that is really like a therapy.
Totally. Okay, let's see what else. What else here? Oh, do you have any hobbies? How about any like hobbies you do in your free time?
Yeah. Well, besides, you know, Baby Yoda and hitting the post and all that, I like gaming. Like I mentioned earlier, I got my PlayStation 5. I like video games. I like racing games, open world games where you can like just go and explore and do things. Just immerse yourself like on that game, let's say, like kind of escape reality, you know. So I really like that. Well, just put my headphones on, listen to some music and some just a little bit of podcast. But about, I really enjoy also psychology. I like to understand, like, let's say, like, I don't judge people. And whenever they do something, I don't go like just point my finger at them, you know. It's like, let's see why you did it. What are your thoughts about it? I like to understand everything, like as much as I can. And the same thing, like if I'm explaining myself, I like to give like as much details as I possibly can. So let's say you can understand like my point of view. Because I may have something in my mind, and it depends how I like say it to you, that's how you're gonna understand. So I guess we have to be as specific as possible. And I guess just being quiet here in my room. You know, this is basically my safe haven. After work and after all the traffic, after all the noise from the outside and everything, I like to come home, relax, turn on my AC. Just play some games and just relax, quiet here in my Baby Yoda and everything. Spend some time with my family, especially my mom, which she's sleeping right now, but I was hoping that she would at least, you know, come and say hi. But
Aw.
I guess that's gonna be for another time.
For sure. Oh, so besides the Baby Yoda, had you been a Star Wars fan? Or was it just like the Mandalorian that drew you in?
I have seen a few movies of Star Wars. Not all of them, to be honest. Not all of them. I remember when I was a kid, I saw, I can't remember the name, but it's this movie where Darth Maul
Oh,
is.
okay.
What's its name? Like, what's the name of the movie?
I don't know the name.
But you know, yeah, but you, that movie I remember. My uncle took me and my older brother to the movie theater and we watched it there. It was really, really cool. I saw that movie at the movie theater. And Other than that, I saw like a few like on the TV, but I don't really follow like Star Wars like entirely.
Yeah,
I have missed a few things here and there. Yeah, but it's mostly Baby Yoda. It's mostly Baby Yoda.
Yeah. Yeah, the same for me. I liked the old, like the first original trilogy Star Wars, and you know, I saw a couple of most of the newer ones, but like I didn't ever see the Clone Wars or any of those things that a lot of people have seen. But it was the baby for sure, Mandalorian and the baby that just like got me.
And it's Star Wars. It's kind of like a sad story to me, like Star Wars, you know, having Anakin, you know, like become Vader and join the dark side and do all this kind of thing. It's kind of like a sad story.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it is what it is, you know, to keep like the story interesting and to be able to like span the thing, because if you go like for perfection and happiness, it's just gonna end there. So sometimes you gotta take something like some drastic turns.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And just turn the table around so that way you can like go that path now where you can expand the story and all that. But it is cool.
So like other than Baby Yoda stuff and community stuff, what are three like facts or interesting things about you that people don't know?
And with that unresolved question, we end part one of the interview with Baby Yersin. Thanks for listening, friends. See you next week.